This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined tonight by novelist and professor Leah Stewart. Leah is the author of 6 novels, including her new book, What You Don't Know About Charlie Outlaw, and The History of Us, which is set in Cincinnati. She teaches at the University of Cincinnati, and tonight we are going to discuss books, television, and movies that, like The History of Us, feature Cincinnati. Welcome, Leah.
Happy to be here.
So tell us just a little bit about The History of Us.
It's a book that takes place largely in Clifton. It's about 3 adult siblings still living with the aunt who raised them in a big old house in Clifton, struggling with the shape of their lives.
And this was a house that the aunt had grown up in.
Yes.
I loved the house. And the house felt to me like it was almost a character in the novel. And how did you sort of choose that place, get into those houses, describe it so well?
Well, I based it on an actual house, which I've only been in once. It's owned by a friend of a friend, and I went to a going away party there. But luckily, it had been featured years before in a Historic Houses of Cincinnati book that I was able to find online, so I could refresh my memory by looking back at photos. I think I chose that particular house because it had so many features of the 19th century house. It still had the fabric wallpaper and murals on the wall and, of course, the stained glass that a lot of the houses have. So it just seemed to me to epitomize the kind of grand old Cincinnati house that I find so fascinating.
And it's interesting because all the characters in the novel have very different reactions to the house. Mm-hmm. And 2 of the adult siblings are kind of inspired by it in their sort of artistic, creative, intellectual pursuit. And then the aunt is just...
She sees it as a burden.
She wants to get rid of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because obviously the house, as you say, the house is a character. The house is also, you know, what we would call in high school English, a symbol, right? So so the house is the whole weight of their history. The house is their family. The house is what it means to be from Cincinnati. And the aunt has always wanted to go elsewhere. So the need to maintain this grand old house that has belonged to the family is one of the things that keeps her here.
I just have to say, I love one of the siblings is Josh, am I right? A musician.
Yeah.
And he starts to fantasize about the idea of actually recording in the house.
Right.
And I just thought that was so interesting, like thinking about him making music, being this musician, and wanting to merge the house as an object to shape the sound.
Yeah. Well, I think musicians often do that. If they can, even if they don't have a lot of money, they will, you know, create a little soundproof area in their basement or in some small extra bedroom in their apartment.
Well, and there's lots of moments in the novel where the characters talk about Cincinnati and Cincinnati mm-hmm. neighborhoods. And at one point, a character goes missing and they're all sort of contemplating where she could have gone in the city. And I wondered, for you as someone who moved to Cincinnati, how did you negotiate and learn about these different spaces and how did those come to inform the novel?
I think probably my first introduction to this idea that neighborhoods are really important in Cincinnati and that you're choosing a whole life just by choosing which neighborhood you're going to live in came from our real estate agent, who had really definitive opinions about what kind of people we were and therefore what neighborhoods were right for us. Very much did not want us to live on the East Side. He very much wanted us to live in North Side or Clifton or Pleasant Ridge.
Now, I want to move us into talking about some other texts that feature Cincinnati. But first, did you get reactions from Cincinnati readers to The History of Us? Was it fun to be a hometown writer at that point?
It really was. And I think I was worried that I would have people who said, you got this wrong, you got that wrong. But that didn't happen at all. So I found that really gratifying. Because when I'm taking on something from real life, I do try to get it right. I didn't want to have somebody come up and tell me that I had described a neighborhood incorrectly or gotten the intersection wrong or something like that. So it was positive.
So what are some of your favorite or recent encounters with other media that have featured Cincinnati?
Well, I think what's interesting is that in the 19th century, the city really loomed large in national imagination. It was the frontier. It was this city that had grown at an unprecedented rate. And it actually was mentioned quite a bit in literature, especially nonfiction and travel stories. So very famously, there was Francis Trollope's Domestic Manners of the Americans, which said a lot of bad things about Cincinnati. There was A Hairdresser's Experience in High Life by Eliza Potter, who was a free Black woman who came from, I believe, New York here and became a hairdresser to the wealthy people who were coming into the city in the middle of the century. That's a really interesting book. And there are lots and lots of other references. And then in sometime in the 20th century, I don't know exactly when, we stopped being so prominent in the national imagination. So we don't see ourselves represented with the kind of frequency that they did in the 19th century. And I think that's one reason why when Cincinnati gets mentioned in The Big Sick, it has a brief mention in Isle of Dogs. One of the characters turns out to be from here. On both times, I was in a theater where everyone gasped when Cincinnati got mentioned. And I do think it's just the shock of recognition. Oh, someone knows yes. We're here. The show The Good Place had a brief reference to Cincinnati. Not super complimentary. They're talking about heaven is the good place, hell is the bad place. And one of the characters says there should be a medium place for medium people like Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, right in the middle.
Right. Yeah. But still, it was kind of exciting just to hear the word Cincinnati come out of the mouth of someone on television. And then in terms of books, of course, there's Eligible by Curtis Sittenfeld. There was a book called I'm Glad About You by Teresa Rebeck, who's a playwright who's from here, who created the TV show Smash. And she wrote a book about characters who are from here. And part of the book is set here.
I'm Glad About You.
I'm Glad About You. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And there's a mystery novel by a Canadian writer who's visited here a few times called Fractured that's set here in Mount Adams. There's a recent book I haven't had a chance to read yet by Jessica Strouser that's set in Yellow Springs. It's called Not That I Could Tell.
I also wanted to briefly mention a memoir that I know that you haven't had the opportunity to read, and it's called Mermaid, A Memoir of Resistance by Eileen Cronin. And it came out in 2014 by Norton. Now, I grew up in Finneytown, and if Cincinnati is rarely mentioned, then right. I have virtually never seen Finneytown featured. But I think that Eileen Cronin grew up within walking distance of my childhood home.
Oh, wow.
And she grew up with a disability. She was born without feet, went to St. Vivian's, which was right next door to Whittaker, where I went to school. And she has these descriptions of eventually she received prosthetic feet, walking across a concrete bridge that goes over Winton Road. And it was a bridge I had walked across so many times. I will never forget her experience of going so slowly, kids going to both schools, streaming by her, uh-huh. recreating that experience in language.
And you think that experience was intensified by knowing the place that she was describing so
Oh,
well.
Absolutely. And then it changed the place for me. Uh-huh. Every time I go on that bridge, I think about her and that experience.
Because it layers someone else's experience over your own or adds it to your own, so it has a different kind of resonance. You may have just described why there is such a pleasure in reading a book that's set in familiar places, because it shows you something you know through a different set of eyes. So it's both recognition, right? But then there's this other element of making the familiar a little bit strange again because it's someone else's perspective on it.
I think that's absolutely true and very well put. So thank you so much for being with us today, Leah. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Leah Stewart about books, television shows, and movies that feature the Queen City. Leah's latest novel, What You Don't Know About Charlie Outlaw, is available where books are sold. And more information on these titles can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.
Hello, Ohio. The back roads, I know Ohio, I like the back of my hand, alone Ohio, ooh, what a river bend, and it's strange to see your story end. How I hate to see your story end. It's so sad to see your story end.